Well, I guess that was easy because everybody got the trivia question right. It was termites. There are two types of homes in Arizona, those with termites and those without termites. So during top of the hour news, we'll sort through all the texters and find somebody that hasn't won within the last 12 months, and we'll send you to the Coyotes game. Tom was our winner from last hour, the Sun ASU basketball tickets. Tom from Chandler, Rosie's high school, was Chaparral. And next hour, we have Suns tickets. Generally, we only have one set a week, but we've got a busy week and have tickets to give away every hour.
We have a technical question about the answer. I believe the answer is those that have them and those that are going to get them.
No, that's the question.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
The answer is termites. It was a fill in the blank.
Wait, hold. Now try, Jennifer.
Yeah, that was the question. It was just stated funny. That's okay. We got it. They got the answers. They knew what you meant.
Termites.
They've been listening to Rosie a long time.
Yeah.
Those tickets are provided by our flagship station, KTAR, our sister station's a sports station, and give us a bundle to give away to our listeners. Suns, Coyotes, we get baseball tickets, ASU tickets. And Vincent from Tucson wrote in. He won last month and said, thank you. I took my father-in-law, and we had a great time. So we appreciate y'all tuning in. Just a little lanyap giving back to you, the listener, for and spending your Saturdays mornings with us and inviting us into your home. This is the open line hour, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. We'll also do open lines next hour in the 10 o'clock hour. Generally speaking, we have one specific topic, and we're talking tools all month long in our 10 o'clock hour. But there's only so much tools you can talk about. The hammers, that was actually a pretty interesting one. We found a lot of great content for the hammers, but there just hasn't been a lot of riveting content about pliers.
Oh, I see where you I get it. Riveting, hammer. No, you know, one of the things doing the research on that was finding that Hammer Museum in Alaska, which unfortunately will be closed to until May because it's, what, 32, 33 below at this time of year?
10 feet under snow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We'll have a follow-up with them when they open back up. And this week is the Arizona, or this month's January's edition of the Arizona Highways. Our outdoor living hour is 7 o'clock, where we generally talk about these things. But I just have to give a plug out for Arizona Highways. They have a fabulous January edition. If you're not a subscriber, grab it off the newsstand. It's a retro edition, all pictures of Arizona from the 50s. And it is a lot of fun to flip through the pictures. Listen to this. On page 33... water skiers traverse Canyon Lake northeast of Phoenix.
Oh, neat. And
northern...
Wait.
The latitude would put it about Northern Avenue would go right through Canyon Lake. So that tells you just how far... You know, Phoenix was probably stopped at Indian School by that point, mm-hmm. or maybe not even that far north. So it really puts you into a different time of the state and the pictures there. I wasn't alive during this state, and I get a little bit of nostalgia looking at it.
Yeah, if you go around Old Town in Scottsdale and you go into some of the stores, they usually have pictures that black and white photos that date back to the 50s. I know, I can tell you, Paul's Hardware in South Scottsdale has a beautiful aerial shot of Camelback Mountain, and at the base, there's not much there. It's just open desert.
Are they still on the corner of Thomas? I haven't been in that area in years.
They're close to McDowell and Scottsdale Road now. Yeah, I frequent there. Yeah.
Did you see KTAR even made the magazine? It's being one of the pioneer radio stations, KOY and KTAR, all the way back to... KTAR was 1922, I think.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And TAR stands for? Let's see if Romy remembers.
The Arizona Republic.
There you go, yeah. And KOY, a very influential AM station at one time.
So just a great Arizona history. That's one of the things we like to cover in our 7 o'clock hour. Next month in January going forward, Yuma's going to be a spotlight of the broadcast for a number of reasons. Our staycation winner will be going to Yuma. If you've ever driven to L.A., you've driven through Yuma. San Diego. If you're going to San Diego,
you would
go through Yuma.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sand dunes too. Right
and if
there.
All you've done is pulled off, hit the gas station and a McDonald's, it's like Casa Grande. I mean, you miss a really neat town. So our staycation winner will be going there. 7 o'clock hour, we'll have interviews with people from around Yuma, the Chamber of Commerce, mayor, stuff like that. But the Farm Bureau first Saturday of every month. That Yuma is the county, that area, and the COFA, that ag field is the largest producing producer of lettuce in the entire country. So our Farm Fresh topic will be lettuce, and we'll have some Yuma lettuce farmers in. But also the water. The Colorado River runs through there, and we're working on a water topic. I feel like Mel Gibson from that movie where he's cutting and clipping all the newspaper articles and linking all these unrelated stories with the amount of water from, I've got articles this week from the Republic, from Farm Bureau, the Pinal County Water Wars, from USA Today. So we're Rosie's been covering water, and it's time to put together the next water topic. So we'll have that ready for January here at Rosie on the House.